Pretty nice.
All right.
Okay, now you've got a quorum. The great Jim is here.
Breakfast.
Antique archaeology.
That's right. It's a present from my wife.
Called me antique, huh?
Yeah, she's called me antique.
It goes with it. It looks like an antique.
Okay.
I feel like one.
Oh, we're going to have to give you some fish oil to oil your joints then.
Fish oil, do you have?
Two, three, four, five.
We got it down.
Seriously?
That's good enough, right?
That helps.
We needed you, Jim.
We're good enough.
Okay.
It's nice to be needed.
Jumpstart it. Meeting to order.
McGuire?
Yes.
Michaels?
Here.
Mitchell? Alex?
Here.
Carter?
Carter's not here. Carter said he's sorry, but he's trying to get into the vet to get repaired.
Oh. he's what?
I'm trying to get over there to the vet to get repaired.
Oh, is he?
No, they haven't gave him a date, but they've got him going over there to Danville, and they've got to give a referral.
Okay, well, that's progress. Good.
Yes.
Thank you for the report.
Harrison? Jay?
Here.
And Cohort?
Present.
Max will be here in about 7 minutes.
Three.
Okay, we need approval of the agenda and the...
Move that on it. How's
so moved.
Second.
And then he'll be selling houses for the first 20 minutes.
On the addendum, we've got the wrong resolution. One of them got two of the same, and Jeff's going to pass the rest around.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Need approval of minutes for May 6, 2016.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public participation. That's it. Communication. I should have waited. Any communication? Okay, none. So we're going to the county engineer's
report. We need approval of the motor fuel tax.
Oh, that's right. Okay, approval of county Townsend motor fuel tax rank. For May 2016.
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I won.
You won. No. Mr. Mitchell,
I did too.
3 minutes.
So I might have 2.5, but I was closer. I had the over-under.
You did. Absolutely.
I was going to go pick up a
Jeff
up
and I have a bet as to how when you would arrive. Yeah. That's what's going on. Sorry.
That's all right. As long as it's high stakes.
It is. Who gets to take the rest of the donuts home? All right.
Who gets to drive the machine into the pot?
There you go. Item 8, petition resolution for Mahomet Township. We have a bridge on Spring Lake Road over the little part of the lake there where the superstructure, which is the deck part, the precast superstructure from the 70s, has got a multitude of cracks in it. And it needs to be replaced. Mahomet Township, Chris Dennitz is petitioning. And this would be a Township Bridge Program project, so it would be 80% Township Bridge Program, 10% County, 10% Township, and then we split the cost of the engineering associated with the project.
Could you clarify those again? You said 80%?
80, 10, 10.
But the two of them are different funds from the Township? Is that what you're talking about?
The County Bridge Fund and then the Township Bridge Fund.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, their own fund.
Who's paying 80%?
Township Bridge Program. That's a state program that comes off the top of the motor fuel tax. We get about $400,000 a year in that program from the state.
So we're paying 10%?
Yes. So
and the township paying another 10%?
Yeah. So the estimated cost is $250,000. So about $25,000 would be our share plus half of the engineering cost. So the resolution says, County Board hereby appropriates from the County Bridge Fund a sufficient sum to meet 50% of the cost of engineering and 10% of the cost of construction to replace the structure. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor?
Actually, I got a question, Jeff.
Yeah.
How did that work when they built the lake? Did the township put in that bridge gratis? Or?
No, I'm sure. I don't know when that lake was built. I mean, that bridge is in the 70s. When was that lake built? Prior to that?
Yeah, it's a private lake, right? I mean, they would have had to build the bridge when they built the lake, because the lake,
yeah,
much wider. It was just a creek.
But this could be the second bridge. I don't know. I don't know
what. The lake goes back about the 40s.
So I would guess.
Yeah, so this is probably the second bridge. So this would be the third one, the replacement of the superstructure. But since it's over a water course on a public roadway, it's therefore the responsibility of the road authority.
Just curious.
But I don't know the full history there, Chris.
How long do these bridges usually last?
The way we're building them now, we should be getting 60 to 70 years. The way we used to build them, this one, you know, we're only talking like 40 years, because the old decks that they used to use, for one thing, didn't withstand salt at all, although this road isn't very highly salted. But some of the old designs that they had did a lot of cracking, because they tried to go cheap on them, basically. It was kind of the first wave out of the gate to these precast beams, and they wanted to make them cheaper than building a bridge, you know, the old-fashioned way. So they went cheap on the design of them to get them out there, and we're paying the repercussions for them here 40 years later. So we've got a number of them that we're replacing over the last 5 years and probably going forward that have these beams on them that are cracked. The good thing is, if there is a good thing, is they built the substructures, you know, pretty sturdy. So all we have to do is take the deck off and put a new deck on. We're not having to replace the whole structure.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. Item 9, resolution appropriating funds for County Road 23. This is a project that is in the pipeline for next year. You see the map there. It's kind of hard to see, but 23 runs from Dewey up to the county line. I outlined it in red on mine. It's kind of over on this side. Runs through the end of East Bend, because when they photocopied that map, it didn't come out too good. But that roadway is in very poor shape, has very steep slopes along a couple miles of it with steep and deep ditches, and we're going to do some widening of the roadway through those sections and redo those ditch sections to make it safer, as well as do a cold-in-place recycling of the surface and put a new surface on top of the cold-in-place recycling. Due to the load of work on my engineers, we were doing all this design in-house, but we're not going to be able to get it totally done in order to bid it in time this winter. So doing a similar thing that we did to with Cardinal and Rising Road, where we're going to hire an engineering firm. We actually hire one of their engineers on a per-hour basis to do all the computer work for the engineering for this project. They're estimating $50,000 in total cost, so I went to $60,000 just to make sure we had enough in there. But this is basically for the, you know, to get that engineer to help us complete that project in a timely fashion so we can bid it for next summer's work. Excuse me.
Okay, bring on the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
If I can ask Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 23. That's that 1,000. That rolls right into Elliott, right?
Right.
And then there's that big curvy area. You know what I'm talking about, where there's a bunch of gravel? It's right about where 1,031 would be.
Right.
Now, basically, you're just cleaning that up? Because that is a dangerous...
That curve?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Because everybody shoots off and goes south because they don't want to go through Dewey and uses that as a shortcut down
right.
there.
I just wondered it. I mean, it's always kind of been just a lump of gravel, I guess, or dirt or something.
I have to look at that specifically.
And you can't see what comes around when you're coming off the 3,100.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're coming from the 1,000.
Yeah.
And then that curve is in there. I just didn't know if you were planning on doing something with that or just kind of leaving it as is and
picture like
up.
A gravel stockpile there, right?
Is that a stockpile?
Yeah, township, I think stockpile.
I think so.
Okay, because that's sometimes hard to look over, but that's fine.
Because the road curves and then the mile.
Right.
We use that road a lot. That's why I know exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Gravel there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he uses that. Side Talk uses that as his gravel as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Which is pretty common throughout the county.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It is.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't know if this had something
remnant.
To do with smoothing that out a little bit.
And, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Because those are remnants
quiet.
On curbs
yeah.
that
yeah.
the public owns.
So and they have to go around the field, so.
Yeah. Jeff, those ditches on that. Section once you get north of Dewey.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
How do you fix that? I mean, those are.
How do we fix
you need
them?
The ditches
we're
that
have
volume of water, right?
They were not designed for volume of water. We have no idea why the road sits up so high.
Oh, okay.
And the ditches are. Because when you do the hydraulics, they don't need to be anywhere near the size that they are.
So
we're basically going to end up filling them in to some extent and widening the right of way.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. You do have to. Do you have to acquire land?
Yes.
Okay. Because you've got to push those ditches out farther. I don't see any way you can widen that road because it's...
No, it's straight up and down.
It's kind of exciting driving it right now.
Yeah.
The ditch is right there.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not a bad road either. Really, the road isn't that bad.
Well, the edges are... I mean...
The edges might be kind of
it's pretty bad,
tough, but
yeah.
the straightaway on it isn't as bad,
it's
I guess.
It's up quite a bit on the edges.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So it's more or less taking care of the sides.
And then doing the roadway, too, the asphalt. Yeah, because we're up there constantly patching that thing. Maybe it's not that bad because we're patching it a lot, but we're spending a lot of time up there.
Third day.
Well, thank you. Shortcut to Gibson City.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Okay.
I have two questions. First question is, was land borrowed from those which caused those ditches to be so deep for other projects?
This is a road we acquired from the state,
okay,
and it was
fine.
In that condition when we acquired it.
All right, second question is, you're asking for $60,000 for outside engineering
mm-hmm.
assistance. What would it have cost you to, if you were doing the calculation for that to be in-house? So, in essence, how much more does it end up costing the county to have the outside engineer? Because you got to take into account
right.
the cost.
Well, you got to take into account that all of the computer applications that this engineering firm is using, we don't have, nor do we have the expertise to run them, because if you don't run them every day, you're not good enough to run them. So they buy $20,000 computer software, and then they have to renew the license every year. We have a very rudimentary CAD program that we use, and if you use it 1 month out of the year, because that's when they're in the office and have the availability and time to use it, we're not very skilled at using it. And to hire somebody on a full-time basis to do that kind of work, we don't have enough work to keep them busy. So it's kind of a catch-22. We could do it. It would take us a very long time, and it would be frustrating, which is what it's been up to this point, trying to do it with the programs that we have. We did all the surveying, so we have everything in GPS, so we can dump all those files right into their computer program, and then they can do the work. So it's hard for me to estimate because we don't have the appropriate tools to do the work.
Okay, thank you.
Diane?
If I can ask, just kind of coupling on that a little bit, is this something that we'll probably more and more see on the on some of these projects that we have going on?
Well,
just outsourcing it and make it a little more efficient that way?
Because we've we've lost an engineer since I've been here. John Marker retired. I hired a guy to replace him from IDOT, who was retired, and then he got a job with a consulting firm. And at that point, I thought, well, you know, it's costing us between $80,000 and $100,000 to have that person on staff full time. And in the winter time, when we're just doing bridge inspections and that kind of thing, it was difficult to keep that person busy. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of what we're kind of going towards, because we don't, like I said, we don't have the expertise. If we hired somebody and then bought all the computer programs and had to buy them and continue to renew them every year, you know, I'm going to guess, Patsy, to have somebody on staff that could do this kind of work would cost us $120,000 a year plus, you know, to have all the computer sources. And.
But if you do that twice, you pay for that person.
Yeah, but we're not going to do this twice in a year. We might do it. This is the first time, the township project, we did it, and that was like $25,000. And then this one, we may... the only time we do this is when we have to buy a right-of-way and when we have to widen a roadway in order to put a full set of plans together.
So did you do it on Dewey Fisher?
Oh, that was totally outsourced. We did not do any of that in-house.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're not, that was an 11-mile total redo of a roadway. We would never try to accomplish that in-house.
Well, and I guess that's where I was getting at. Is this something that actually ends up saving us money in the long run if we're a little more efficient with this? Not something we need to put into the long-range plan that we need to have or do as far as computers and things like that. So that's, I'd rather see the, you know, once in a blue moon, grab these guys and do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, we use consultants for our bridge project.
So that's what I was thinking about. It's okay, that works.
But, like, the project after this one is the St. Mary's Road going into Pasotum. We don't have to acquire right-of-way, do ditch work, widening, or anything on that. So we will do those plans in-house.
Yeah.
So next year we wouldn't have to hire any outside consulting help to do that project. It's just when we get beyond that scope of work, then we need some excess, you know, some help.
Good.
And typically, those projects like this one, we received a truck access route program grant of like $500,000 to do this project. So the bigger projects, I guess, where we get outside funding sources is where we typically have to have some help to get them put together.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Okay, resolution appropriating funds for County Highway 18, Section 160033. This is preliminary engineering for a structure on County Highway 18. This bridge was built in the early 1900s. We did not get notification until about 2 weeks ago. Apparently the state came over and did an inspection of this bridge back in 2013. Didn't tell us they were even here. They just came and did it. They did an analysis of the bridge and came up with an analysis that this bridge can hold legal loads only. So whatever is legal to go across the highways, if the only anything above that, it would not be able to hold the load. And the way I found out about this is somebody applied for a permit from IDOT, and they wanted to come up 57 and turn and go west on Monticello Road into Piatt County, where they're doing road construction over there. And IDOT denied the permit because they said there's a legal load only bridge on Monticello Road. And I said, oh, there is, huh? Nice. Nobody ever told me. So I called the bridge office. And I said, what's going on? Well, yeah, we rated that in 2013. And of course, it was the guy before him's fault, is what he told me.
Always.
So-and-so, who was here before, never sent you a letter on that. So before they come and inspect it again and decide that it should be posted, we need to get out there and do a do a replacement of that bridge, because that's obviously a major thoroughfare. And this one, along with the next one, are both bridges on County Highway 18. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's two of them on there from 18, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. They both need to be replaced. And so we have two resolutions for replacement on bridges. But anyway, that's what those are. So I would ask for your approval of number 10, 160033, replacement of that bridge.
33.
Where is that one? It's, yeah, did it not make the packet?
Oh, yeah, there.
Page 11. Sorry. Page 11.
I'll move approval.
Second.
Okay, we moved in second. Open for discussion.
It'd be nice to notice when we rebuilt the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we really didn't do anything with that bridge.
Yeah, it's true. Paved it.
Yeah. We paved up to it. We didn't even go over.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the state or the federal gonna help with the replacement?
Not these two on 18, no.
Any idea on the cost? Total cost for this and the other?
Wasn't the contractor, it was the materials.
It's gonna be a million plus
total.
Anyway, yeah. I'm using that as my baseline.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to tell. Yeah. Okay. Depends on what we can get
so
away
you
with.
You should ask that question.
How long are these bridges?
Well, one of them is the second one is longer, but
single span though.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Just.
I guess they must be okay. I drive the road all the time, and I can't picture these bridges.
Well, that's the thing. We got we got 600 bridges on the county, and you don't notice any of them when you drive over,
yeah.
Particularly unless you're going over the Salt Fork or the Sangamon or something. You don't even know the ditch is down there. Which is what we aim to have, right? We don't want you to know you're really going over a bridge, because then you're feeling the bumpity bump, and
you know it's on a bicycle.
Yeah, suppose you do, or a motorcycle.
On a side note, I noticed that this is probably the season for doing all of these. That's right. Why we have so many of them. It seems like we're always pretty good about keeping on track and getting things replaced when we need to replace them. And I know that our funds are going to get tighter as the years go on. I mean, are there any other bridges that need to be done?
The next one that's on the agenda.
Okay, because what I don't want to see is here we are stuck with no money, and we had one that probably would have taken a precedence over something else. And I know you prioritize them, and you're
right.
Good about that. But I also don't want to miss something.
Right.
And also want to have a little something there, because you never know what could happen to one.
Yes.
That you have.
We don't
want
to spend down our.
That was perfectly fine.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's good to get them all done. But
and here's what's happening, and to that point, Diane, is when the Minnesota Bridge fell down, and everybody thinks, oh, that was a long time ago, but we all know that the wheels of government spin very, very slowly, especially
right.
at D.C., and by the time it gets to Springfield, and then it trickles down to Champaign County. Now they're re-examining how they're evaluating bridges,
mm-hmm.
as far as loads on bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So the state sent out an email about a month ago that said, based on the new criteria that's coming out of Washington, D.C., we have to re-rate X number of bridges, and it's thousands.
Right.
And the reason they have to re-rate them is because they used to be able to use what they termed as engineering judgment. You know, that bridge has been out there since 1930. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and everybody's been driving over it for 80 years. So it's good, right? Well, now the feds are saying, You know, now they have to go in, they have to pick apart the bridge, basically. They got to go through the plans. If they don't have plans, they got to go out there and do a full inspection. And then they have to input all this data into this computer program,
mm-hmm.
and then it rates the bridge. And whatever rating spits out of that program, they're going to send us a letter and say, this is where that bridge needs to be rated at. So the Hensley Bridge, which was on the agenda last month,
right.
that's what happened to that bridge, and we're going to replace the deck on it. It's been good forever, but now with the new Ashtoware, this is a new program that they're using,
mm-hmm.
They've decided that it's going to have to be posted. But they're not going to send me the letter until we get the deck replaced, is what they told me. So, because they know darn good and well it's not going to fall down.
Right.
But they're being made to do this as a mandate and being made to push it down to us.
I just see a lot of them coming around that maybe would put us in a pickle down the road.
Yeah.
Are they pushing down any money with this?
No. Of course not. Well, the next bridge, and we have so item whatever 12.
Okay, call for the question.
My total is.
So, have we voted on item 10 yet?
We have not.
No. No. Okay.
Lorraine's on it.
Are we dysfunctional yet, Patsy?
No, it's my sidekick to the left here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Talking under his breath.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I thought I was going on the record.
I'll make a motion on 39.
Item 11, 39.
I'll second.
Is the documentation in the packet?
Yes, ma'am.
Not correct?
No, it is correct.
The third one is wrong. The third one's the wrong bridge.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
right
I thought.
Text, but the wrong map.
Yeah.
Right, I have the map here.
Oh, okay.
Somehow.
This item is correct.
Okay, here, right? I just wanted to double check.
The next one,
on
the map that is in here for some reason, is from Colfax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this one is correct.
Okay.
This is on Monticello Road. Over
and
the
now we're talking about 00039. Is that accurate?
Okay. Yep. Over the East Lake Fork. And this is one of those bridges where the so this is like this will be third generation of this bridge. It was an old bridge. It was built back in the 1900s. They took the deck off of it. They put on these precast, pre-stressed deck beams that everybody was putting on in the 70s that I told you about. We throw salt all over the bridge. Those things rust. Now, the whole bridge has to be replaced, basically, because they've already reused the substructure, put a new superstructure on it. Now the substructure's in poor shape, and the superstructure's in poor shape. So this one isn't coming out of a rating with IDOT, but if we're going to shut down traffic on Monticello Road, I want to do it once, replace both bridges, and get out of the way. Mm. It would have been nice to be able to do it this year because Piatt County has their end of Monticello Road shut down right now for a road replacement project. But you can't always line up everything perfectly on timing.
When did they do that, Jeff?
Hmm?
When did they do that? It was open last week.
Well, I don't know if they've started yet.
Yeah, they haven't. Okay.
Okay, but they're doing that. They're going to rubbleize the concrete, widen the roadway, and put asphalt on top.
All the way to the county line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I was just over there the other day. Okay.
Yep. That's how we found out that one bridge was legal load only because the contractor was
trying to do that work.
Project.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, you can't go that way. So.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pass this map around. As you guys read in the newspaper, I think they were talking about the I-57, I-74 interchange, but the state's multi-year program came out either early this week or late last week. Included in the multi-year program, thank God for us, is the replacement of the Posodum Bridge on St. Mary's Road.
Excellent. Because that's the only way it was going to get replaced.
That's right. $1.25 million.
Wow.
And it's already load rated down to 15, 16 tons, something like that. Now, unfortunately, when you get money like that, it's always 4 to 5 years out. It's not tomorrow when you get it. But, you know, it is what it is. So, anyway, this is money to do the engineering work, to get prepared to replace that bridge. It'll be 80% funded by what they call the Major Bridge Program Fund. So we'll end up paying 20%. So once we get the estimate back, and get it figured out what this bridge is actually going to cost us. Then we will come back with a resolution to fund our 20% of the total cost of replacement of the bridge. So that's what this one is, to get that started. Okay. And hopefully it'll stay up for 4 years or so until we can get a contract to reconstruct it.
Do we need a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Do we have a commitment that we're going to get the money?
This is federal money. Mm.
The Major Bridge Program money is federal money.
Yeah, right? It's just pass-through money that comes from the feds through the state to us. So, yeah.
It's all 50-50.
So we got a pretty decent chance in 4 years that the state will have a budget?
Actually, the state doesn't have to have a budget to get pass-through money.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Because we've got other programs that aren't getting funded because we're not getting federal pass-through money because the state doesn't have budgets.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because my next question was going to be, what do we do if we approve this, then we don't get
money? Yeah, because the bridge that we're doing up north of Rantoul on Maplewood is federal pass-through money. Exact same program, and they're paying all those bills.
Okay, good.
Without a budget.
That's what I like to hear.
Obviously.
Okay, all in favor?
Until they discover they just sweep it.
Aye.
Aye.
It's kind of hard to sweep federal money, but they could
try. Oh, I don't know. They figured some things out.
They could try.
It's amazing.
The child support enforcement money is federal money, too, and they're stealing that. Sorry, I just had to vent there.
You just want that on the record.
Can we rearrange the agenda? Is that a big deal?
No, it's not.
Because I'd just like to stay with the project-based stuff before we go down and talk about the truck and the snow plowing. If we could go to other business, these are both project-related resolutions.
Okay, we're on to the addendum.
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah.
Send those around. For some reason, when the printed addendum came out, they printed the resolution for B twice and put it in the addendum, and this is the resolution for C.
Thank you.
For the joint agreement. But as we know, this project is ongoing. Cardinal and Rising intersection. We're to the point where we're actually going to bid it. It's on the July bid letting for IDOT, so we need to get the resolution through in order to fund the local share of it. And then the chair is going to have to sign a joint agreement with IDOT stating that we passed resolutions to fund the local share. Now, this local share actually gets paid back to us from Hensley and Champaign Township, but we're fronting the money. So this resolution is for $100,000 from the County Highway Fund for the construction of the project, and then C is the resolution giving the chair the authority to sign the joint agreement. And this is a standard joint agreement that we've signed multitude of times on different projects that just basically states that we're going to get $814,000 in highway safety improvement dollars. The locals are responsible for $90,444, so the total project cost of $904,444. I put in the resolution for $100,000 because we actually don't have bids yet. This is based on estimates, so I didn't want to get too tight on the resolution and have to come back and do another resolution appropriating money. So I rounded it to $100,000. So I'd ask for your approval of both B and C.
So you have that $100,000.
Oh yeah. It's in the budget. Okay. And we're going to get it back from the township.
I know that. No, I just wondered.
Yeah, yeah.
Cash flow question, that's all.
Right now we don't because we haven't received our taxes for June. But as soon as we get them, we'll be okay.
We're very sensitive about cash flow recently.
Hey, Diane.
Isn't this the one where you said the numbers were the same and we needed to change the resolution number?
Run through the credit card.
It's the same
or can
section
they be
number.
The same?
It's the same section number. It's just the resolution. If you look at your resolution, it says a resolution appropriating $100,000, and then right behind it, again, is resolution in your packet that they sent you. They printed off the same resolution twice. On the website, it's right.
So the numbers are good here?
Yes, everything's good there.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Have we assigned numbers to the resolutions? No.
No.
They're still unnumbered.
They do that before the board meeting.
Just double checking.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So what I passed around is C.
Right.
So do we have a motion on both?
Yeah, I've got a motion on both. Oh, it's been second. It's open for discussion. Diane?
No, I was just, because I thought.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, thank you. Now we'll. So going back to item 13, the truck lease. This has been fun.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Did I create a mess?
Laws create messes, apparently.
Rates just went up.
No.
Tell me.
We got the bids from First Bank and Busey, and we passed that resolution saying 2.45% loan rate. And then I told Angela at First Bank that we needed to get the paperwork together to do this. Then she emails me and says, who has authority to sign the note, basically? And so I called JJ, the auditor's office, and he said, I don't know, call Dan, treasurer's office. So I called Dan. Dan said, I don't know, because this is new to me. So he sends an email to the state's attorney's office. And this is where it begins, right? And so Joel Fletcher gets a hold of the email and does a lot of digging in the state statutes and comes back with, we don't have the authority to borrow money as a loan, a straight loan. County has no authority to borrow money on a loan.
Well, then we couldn't have borrowed from Mac either.
Well, it has to be a lease. Can't be a loan. Has to be structured differently. So then I got back a hold of Angela. She sent me some other stuff. I sent it to the state's attorney. He said, no, we can't do it that way either. So then I get back a hold of Angela, and they've got an outside leasing company that they can work with to do a lease, but the rate is going to be 2.65, not 2.45, because they've got to pay this outside leasing company.
Which still matches Mac and still matches the other one.
So, well, Mac was at 2.69, so it's still lower than Mac. So it's still the best one we have. I've sent all those lease documents to the state's attorney's office, and they basically came back and said they think it will work the way First Bank has it structured, but we're going to have to pass a resolution rescinding the resolution for the 2.45 and giving the authority for this lease option at 2.65. But the trucks aren't going to be delivered until like August or September at the earliest. So I'm going to let the state's attorney work directly with the bank to get all that figured out. And then when they figure it all out, I'll bring it back to you guys as a package so that we can pass it to the board and so that it's all hunky-dory and everybody's
Hasn't
smiling.
Hasn't anybody ever borrowed money
Apparently
before?
Apparently not. I asked Dan.
I mean, sure, they borrowed money for something.
The treasurer said.
No, I knew that. You can't, because county doesn't have authority to borrow money.
No, we took that short-term loan for the nursing home,
yeah,
but that's different.
That is different.
It has to be 2 years or less, is what the state's attorney says. It can't be a long-term loan.
2 years with a balloon.
So,
anyway.
That's just me.
Okay,
well, let's do
so
two
a timing
years and then
question then.
No, they've already got it done, but I just thought that was kind of like.
Are you all going to meet in July?
No.
Okay,
but August
so
is.
August is still okay for you.
And even if we don't meet in July, I can bring it directly to the county board.
That is true.
Because it needs a full board approval to change that, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but I'm going to let them hash
but
out
I,
the details.
But I just wanted to make sure the timeline was okay.
Here we want to try
like
to do something local, and they just slam you. Here,
yeah, it got kind of convoluted, to say the least.
It's like we have to pay more money.
But
I don't care.
Yeah, we have to pay more money because we can't borrow money. We have to lease.
The mental health board borrows just borrowed money on their
yeah, but they're different.
Homes. Are those there's, mortgages?
There is no. They have the authority to borrow because of the statute on a 708 board, so they can do that.
Okay, that's true.
That's the difference. Where the 337 board cannot do any of that. Yeah. Remember, and then that's why there's that agreement between those two boards.
It'll cost us
I'm
a couple
sorry.
$1,000. That was fun while it lasted.
I'm sorry.
but
we still kept it local. That makes me feel good, keeping it local.
Well, but there also was a lesson learned.
Yep. Now we know.
Now we know. Yeah.
Now we know.
Like for operating capital or anything.
The trucks are still being built.
Equipment.
And good old Joel, he always digs.
Oh, he's a digger.
He is a digger.
Whew.
He protects the county. So
what we were originally going to do, I'm sorry I wasn't at this meeting last month where this all got hashed out, but these were basically going to be a vehicle loan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On a four-year note, 2.45% vehicle loans for four trucks.
And the difference between a vehicle loan and a lease is what?
I think a lease is just a pretty way to say loan for a government.
Rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
Rent to own.
Yes.
Which is a bummer.
I mean, there's a difference in the owner. I guess technically the ownership of the vehicle is different. I mean, the leasing company retains ownership of the truck.
Yeah, but if I borrow money, I don't get the title to my car until I pay off the loan, right?
Correct.
Well, you're the owner.
You're the responsible party is what you're saying.
But there's a lien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lien.
I mean, I think you do technically do have your title with a lien on it, but it's easier for the loan, the bank to just hold on to the title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, because they stamp the lien release on it. Is there a difference in the residual?
And maybe that's where it comes in, because the residual is how Mac does their lease.
I mean, do we have to buy the truck at the end? Do we have to buy the truck from them at the end of the lease period?
The last payment is the buyout. So whatever the residual is on that last payment, you're buying the truck.
Okay, basically. So we will end up owning the truck after the lease period ends.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're buying them from the bank is actually the lessee, right? I mean, that's not the
whatever their leasing company.
Which is not the case in a traditional like car lease, right? I mean, there, once the lease is over,
you give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose they can give you a residual amount if you want to pay.
This is not that. I mean, they do. A lot of people do buy a car at the end of the lease, but this is not.
This is lease owned.
This is we will end up owning it by the end of the lease.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. We wanted our titles local and our money staying local. What a bummer. Sorry, Jeff.
It's all right. We'll get through
apologize.
It.
It's working.
We learned. As Patsy said, lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, maybe you should call Angela because I've been.
Maybe I need to take her to lunch.
I don't know.
Jeff, he's late.
So, all right. So that's where we're at on that. Snow plowing discussion, item 14. So originally I put this on the agenda just to talk about expectations of the county board as well as the general public of our snow plowing in Champaign County, because Vermilion County, Ford County, Piatt County, Douglas County, none of them plow 24/7 and have a bare pavement policy. They get people where they want to be, but you know, they don't plow 24/7, nor do some of them don't even use salt at all, except in extreme conditions. So, and the reason this whole conversation comes up is because some of the discussions we've been having through our negotiations with the AFSCME union for our contract that was up December 1st. We're still negotiating on. So, In light of that, probably to be able to have a more thorough conversation, we probably should go into a closed session, I think.
So should I move to go into closed session?
So here's the actual verbiage, whoever wants to.
Yeah, what exception are we claiming here?
I've got the star one on top, I think.
Collins Collective Negotiated.
Yeah, I think that's the most appropriate one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to have Tracy. Too.
And negotiation is on. There is negotiation in progress on this contract,
yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And this committee is involved.
Rick and I are negotiating on behalf of the county. And this committee is the committee that I report to. So,
okay,
seems appropriate.
Are you discussing salaries?
Yep.
Then I don't think they have to.
Well, no, negotiable. Any point that's of issue in the labor negotiation is fair game, right? We're discussing our bargaining position versus the unions.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Move we enter into closed session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 to consider collective negotiating matters between Champaign County and its employees or their representatives. And I further move that the following individuals remain present: the county administrator, recording secretary, and we have to name you by name.
County engineer, road foreman.
We'll go with that. County engineer and road foreman.
I'll second.
And we'll do the roll call.
McGuire?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
And Culler?
Yes.